I'm very happy now to welcome Craig Johnson and Armando Espinosa Prieto. They are with the Metamorphosis Documentation Project. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Welcome, Mary Charlotte. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be here.
So, this is a project which we have been following on this program over the years. You have documented a very interesting event that is taking place in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Yes, I think since the last time we were here, we've actually finished that project, which was the La Danza de la Pluma,
yeah.
The feather dance.
And you brought them to Santa Fe.
The very final phase after presenting it at the Art Institute, Santa Fe Art Institute here, was this last summer, we brought the dance group itself up to New Mexico for four presentations, two here in Santa Fe, one at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque, and one down in Socorro at the International Heritage Center.
And so what was the motivation for the project in the first place, and where is it? What is it metamorphosing into now?
Well, when we first started, we just wanted to do a documentation of this specific dance and do such of a project with the community, so it wouldn't be just us documenting, but it would be like community service at the same time. So we come full circle after finishing all that and bringing the dancers. And then because of the way people have talked to us when the dancers were here, every time we presented the film, we decided to try to expand it and bring people to Oaxaca as a tour, as a fundraiser for future projects.
Yep. Since this project, which we had the good fortune to be at the Santa Fe Art Institute acting as a fiscal agent for the Danza de la Pluma project, we now have obtained nonprofit status on our own, so that Metamorphosis Documentation Project is a 501c3. And we will be moving on to further large projects, but in the meantime, we're expanding on that one where we already have the contacts in the community and know people well and people know us well, so that we felt that we could take a small group of people down for an intimate tour where we ourselves will be the two people that will be managing and guiding the tour and visiting artists, artisans, museums, and then finishing it all off with a long weekend right in Teotitlan del Valle, where we documented the Danza de la Pluma, where they'll be celebrating a feast day of the Virgin of the Rosary over 3 days with all of the attendant celebration and ritual that goes with it, including a presentation of the Danza de la Pluma.
Now, this is something that people can actually go with you to see to Mexico. I mean, that's the point of this tour, this event.
Exactly. We'll be leaving here the 22nd of September, and we'll be staying initially in the city of Oaxaca in a nice bed and breakfast. We'll be going with some side trips to visit artists in their studios. We have about 15 artists and artisans lined up, some of them that have exhibited previously here in Santa Fe. And are well known there and in all different disciplines, but that we know personally, and we'll be visiting them in their studios. And then we'll also have a couple of the museums, the large museums in
Oaxaca. Like five markets.
And local regional markets. And we'll be with them all the time. There'll be, like I say, only 10 people and the two of us. And finishing it all off in Teotitlan del Valle.
And with, you know, we have very good connections in Teotitlan. I mean, we're very well liked. We know everybody. We know the museum.
Right.
We are allowed into the houses. We're fed. So it'll be a very unique type of experience for people that come with us, because they'll have this insight they could never have of the culture that they could never have if they
right.
went by themselves.
Yeah, it's not something you can do as a tourist, because you've paved the way with years and years of not only documentation work, but as you say, public service and getting to know people and all of that. Now, one thing I was thinking about is nobody wants to go to Mexico these days because it's so dangerous. Is that...
That's really not the case in Oaxaca for tourism. And there, back in 2006, there was an element of that that's not related to the drug violence that's happening in parts of Mexico now, where there's a large teacher strike, and there was a time when people didn't want to go. There were government warnings, and actually there was not much danger even at that time. We were there during the strike for different reasons, and although it was quite impressive what was happening, we were not in any danger at any time. But that has passed completely, and Oaxaca has not been experiencing anything like the levels of violence that you're hearing or that is happening along the border.
Well, it's not only on the border. I mean, it's all over the place. Where was the Monterrey?
In Monterrey, yes, but that is up towards the border. Yeah, that's like the largest city that's up in the northeast quadrant. That's you know why it in particular. In most other places, because most drugs or a lot of them do come through overland, but it's just overland things. And that Oaxaca, it's known that there's quite a few drug shipments that come through, but it's just a strictly transshipment point, so that there's not that level.
But even you know we've driven to Oaxaca for the last 3.5 years, sometimes. A few times, and we've never encountered
from Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, and we've never encountered, you know, going through the borders. We really, you know, it's. I know it's a gamble, but
including this last December, we drove back and forth, and we do plan to this time also. When we go down for the tour, we will be driving ahead of time, and we have, you know, plane fare is included, so that people will be coming as a group, but we will meet them there at the airport. And
okay.
we'll have driven down earlier to get the final preparations and everything, make sure everything's smooth. And we'll be driving back also.
But no, so it's not that dangerous.
So it's in September, and if people want to find out more, they can call here in the area code 505. They can call 984-3295. They can also go to metamorphosisdp.org, and metamorphosis is spelled in the Spanish way, metamorphosisdp.org. Craig Johnson and Armando Espinosa Prieto are the directors of the Metamorphosis Documentation Project, and unfortunately it's time to go, but thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.